This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. FedEx reports earnings in a little less than half an hour, and two things might affect the numbers. On the plus side, e-commerce sales are booming, and then there's the downside, China's major decline. So is the international shipping giant sending more packages from online stores or fewer? Sally Herships reports.
When a giant country like China has financial problems, they ripple right through borders. For a shipping company, that can mean sending fewer goods or materials.
Or steel or machinery.
Satish Jindal is a consultant for the transportation industry, and he was part of the founding team of FedEx Ground. But he says FedEx is not shipping big cargo.
They're shipping lighter packages that are 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds, high-value retail, high-value electronics.
Jindal says also the price of gas for planes has fallen, almost 10% from last year, which reduces FedEx's overall costs. John Callen is a consultant to the shipping industry. He says FedEx has tried to balance the problems in Asia by strengthening its position in Europe, making a deal to buy a major rival, TNT, a Dutch shipping company.
And of course, that gives them more access to the China market from Europe.
And then, of course, there's this.
E-commerce is growing like mad. There's no stopping it.
E-commerce sales in the U.S. this quarter, compared to last year, are up 14%. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.